It is good to see you on this fourth Sunday of Advent. Fourth Sunday of Advent. I wore my red in preparation for Christmas. Amen. It is the week that we celebrate, acknowledge love. Love. Hear these words from Matthew chapter 18. Now the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. God with us. When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife, but had no marital relations with her until she had born a son, and he named him Jesus. This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Spirit of the living God, we thank you for your presence here today. Make us more aware of your presence, O Lord, as we enter into this time of delving into your word. Let us have eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to receive what you are yet saying to your people, to your children, to your beloved. In Jesus' name, we pray, and let the church say amen. Amen, amen and amen. So this Advent season, the Holy Spirit has been giving me titles for these sermons. I'm not used to titling sermons. And we have been through a peaceful expectation and a hope-filled expectation and a joy-filled expectation. But this week, the title is A New Love, The Rise of the Messiah. Now, some of y'all laughed, so that means there are Star Wars fans in the house. Hallelujah. And as a good Xennial, one who was born between 1977 and 1983, the years that the original Star Wars movies came out, I too am a fan of this story, Star Wars. It's an old story, to be honest, good and evil. Folks rising up, exemplifying the good and the evil, the darkness trying to prevail. I'm not going to give away the story for anyone who hasn't had a chance to go see it yet. But we know, just like with any movie, any story, there's a plot, there's significance, there's characters. Rey and Finn, Kylo Ren, Prince Leia, Luke Skywalker. There is this story that is being told, but there are characters within the story, supporting characters who move the story along. Those supporting actors are those who give the story the nuance needed. They tell us something about the plot, the significance. They even allude to and reveal to the main characters their destiny, their purpose. There's the history and where we're going. In our text this morning, we are reoriented yet again to a very familiar story. Now, the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, took place in this way. The opening sequence, a long, long time ago, but not in a galaxy so far, far away. We enter into the story of the incarnation, the Christmas story, our story. How is it that our Lord came to be? But it's interesting, this lectionary reading this year gives us a different perspective. Our focus is on one of the supporting characters, Joseph. We get to view the story from his vantage point. What does he see? Joseph is a righteous man and unwilling to expose Mary to public disgrace. There's something about Joseph, something about this man. The Messiah, as we know, was to come through the line of David. And right before we get into our text this morning, we go through the genealogy. We find out who this Joseph is. He is a man with the right pedigree for the job. He has this problem, though. His fiance, his woman, is pregnant. And he's not the daddy. I say it in that terms because sometimes we take out the practicality of this story. The problem, as it were, it's a beautiful story, but let's be honest, from the start, it's a little problematic. There's a fiance, a young lady, and a man about to get married, and she's pregnant. Jewish law would have said that Joseph could have put her away. Quietly is what he decided to do, because if he would have brought attention to the situation, perhaps Mary could have been stoned. She could have been killed. Joseph, a righteous man, don't miss it, good character, is unwilling to do what the law requires. A righteous man, unwilling to do what the law says. We know a little something about that, don't we? Unwilling to do what the unjust laws tell us to, because we are righteous. He has this encounter with an angel. I always laugh when I see angels in scripture. Usually they have to come and tell the folks, fear not. Because that awesome encounter, that awesome presence, overwhelming as it was, really an encounter with the Holy Spirit. Unwilling to do what he knows he has to, God steps in. Love steps in. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. I was reminded yesterday that when it says, or when we think it translates, it doesn't end. It actually means love doesn't fall down or give in. I love that. Love stands up. Love does something. It stands up. This child, conceived by the Holy Spirit, against societal norms, expectations, Joseph is unwilling to give her up. He stands up for her in the form of support. He did not put Mary away. He supports her and does exactly what the angel tells him to do. Now, we know that story, but let's go a little deeper. What are the implications of Joseph's actions? Joseph is willing to come alongside his virgin betrothed for the call that she had on her life. Now, I talked about this last week, and there are those that say women are not supposed to preach and teach. We have this model of some individuals telling others what they can and cannot do. Even now, we have the discussion in our own denomination about whether our queer siblings can or cannot be ordained. But the story, the one in which everything hinges on, has a model here of one person not telling another person how God can use them, but coming alongside them to support, even when they don't understand, even when it breaks societal norms and laws. A dream that tells you what to do, taking on responsibilities that aren't really yours. He becomes an adopted father. Think of Joseph's model as one of an ally, one who doesn't get to dictate the outcome, sees the oppressed, sees someone in need, and instead of walking away, actively supports, actively gets involved, even when it's not their responsibility. Emmanuel is who Mary was carrying, God with us. And then Joseph is told to name him Jesus. I always said, well, why didn't we name him Emmanuel? That's a nice name. Jesus means God saves. So when God is with us, God inherently saves us. This child would save his people from their sins. We know the story. We enter this story from Joseph's perspective this morning because God is showing us something in Joseph, a model for us all. The supporting role in any story can be hard, but it's always important. For in the supporting actors, the story moves along. The main character gets to know some history, has the support they need, gets to the final destination. Throughout history, the truth is God has and will always continue to enlist supporting actors for God's plans. The prophets, adoptive fathers, virgin girls betrothed to righteous men. Perhaps you, namely you. How are you a supporting actor in the story that is unfolding? The casting call has gone out. Will you answer? This Advent season, we have a lot that is going on in our world. But this story speaks to the love that bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. A love that doesn't fall down or give in. That is what we are being called to, and that is our divine expectation. Amen. Amen.